Morris Penrod of Miami is a man of ideas. Lots of ideas. So many that he figures he's won about $10,000 or $12,000 from Miami-Dade County over the last 23 years as part of its annual Employee Suggestion Program. The county says, give us ideas to save money, we'll give you a prize. And Mr. Penrod, how many ideas have you submitted?
Well, I submitted probably around 300, and they bought about 80 of them.
Uh-huh. So 80 that have actually paid a prize?
Yes, ma'am.
And you work for the Miami-Dade Transit Agency. What kind of work do you do?
I am a bus maintenance technician.
And so I'm assuming your ideas have things to do with bus maintenance.
Yes, ma'am.
What kinds of things? What's one of your favorite ideas you've submitted?
Well, the one that they paid me for yesterday was how to put a nylon wear sleeve on our hoses, keep them from rubbing, and so they last a little bit longer.
What kinds of hoses?
Well, I can use air hose, water hose, or hydraulic hose that carries either engine oil or transmission fluid.
Uh-huh. And you designed some kind of nylon sleeve, you said.
No, I designed the tool that puts the nylon sleeve, you know, over the hoses.
Well, how did you do that?
Sort of imagine a droopy daisy flower.
Okay.
Okay, and what I did is put a long handle on this. You put the hose up on the handle, and the daisy leaves sort of droop down over the end of the hose.
Okay.
So then you start the sleeve over the daisy head, and just doesn't matter whether the hose is 3 feet, 10 foot long, or whatever, you just walk it right on in about 5 seconds.
And it's slipping right over it then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That sounds like a pretty good idea.
Well, I thought so at the time.
And how would that save the county money?
Well, first off, it makes the hoses last longer. And before I invented this tool, if a hose had to have a sleeve, it sometimes took 2 or 3 men to install a sleeve because it's like pulling on a sock that's too tight and about 10 foot long.
I can see the problem.
Yeah.
And how much did you get for a prize there?
Oh, they gave me $600.
That's not too bad.
No, not bad. Well, some of the tools that I made 20, 25 years ago are still in use.
Really?
We've got 5 garages now. So whenever they find one of my tools at work, they grab it and take it down to a welding shop and have them make 5 or 6 more.
Do they have names for these? I mean, do they call them a Penrod, your name?
Well, no. Well, I guess a couple of them have been called. But I used to have a guy that worked with me all the time, and one of the foremen called me Fred and him Barney, and then the place we worked was Bedrock. So a lot of the tools, I just welded Bedrock Manufacturing Company on them.
Well, Mr. Penrod, it sounds like the transit agency has been very lucky to have you. Best of luck to you.
I think they've been lucky to get me. It's sure nice to find out about that they actually do appreciate me.
That's Morris Penrod, a bus maintenance technician for the Miami-Dade Transit Agency. He's won about 80 awards over the years for ideas on how to save the county money. And they'd better get as many ideas out of him while they can. He is set to retire from the transit agency next June.